This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
A very important date, a date with Zanti Swanepoel. Sy's 'n internasionale spreker, stigter van die Babies Behind Bars projek, sy's 'n veerder, sy's 'n besigheidsvrou en ek het al laat wag. Zanti, I'm so sorry. We're sharing testimonies of the goodness of God. Do forgive us for being late. Good morning.
Morning. You know what? That is one of the best reasons ever to be late, is sharing testimonies. I mean, that is
exactly
just amazing. It's by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb that we overcome, says Revelation.
Yeah.
So I'm all for that one.
Amen. Well, I won't stand in your way any longer. Do go ahead and share your story for this morning.
Oh, you know what, Brad? I want to share something this morning that it's applicable to me and it's applicable, I think, to many people. But it's just something the Lord was just laying on my heart this last week. And it's such a, I don't want to say it's a problem. It's more a challenge these days. And it's something that I think we should ponder about and think about. I always say to my children, every day you must think about what you are thinking about. Okay. Very important that we test and look through our thoughts, because they do become actions. They first become words, and then they become actions. And like I always say, the word you speak is the house you live in. So they are very important. But what I want to speak about today is how much time, and I always preach to myself first, as you know, but maybe, listener, this will also just bless and encourage and challenge you this morning, that we spend a lot of time listening, scrolling, looking out for things that people we deem important say, influences, etc. We look at what other people say that are on platforms, seem important, and then the people that are really the closest to us, the ones that really care for us, the ones that are part and parcel of our lives, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we don't spend much time with them or take what they say to us always as serious as we should. We would rather put more weight to someone we've never met, doesn't even know of our existence, and put a weightiness to their opinion or what they say rather than to people that actually care, love, and live with us. So today I want to challenge you. There was a philosopher, Charles Schulz, you know, he was actually the creator of the Peanuts comic strip. And he actually brought this to mind, is that I'm just going to ask you and Brad and anybody in the studio and the listeners the following questions. And you don't have to answer them immediately. You can just ponder about them. I just want to get a fundamental principle through. But I want you to think, and maybe you know, maybe you don't, but just entertain me for a second or two. But I want you to name the five, not the top two, the five wealthiest people in the world. The last five Heisman Trophy winners. Name the last five winners of the Miss Universe pageant. Name 10 people who have won the Nobel Prize or the Pulitzer Prize. Name the last half dozen Academy Award winners for Best Actor and Actress. Name the last decade's worth of World Series winners. So how did you do? Because you see, the point is, none of us remember the headlines of yesterday. And these that I've named here as six questions are not second-rate achievers. They are the best in their fields. But you see, the applause dies. The awards tarnish. Achievements are forgotten. Accolades and certificates are buried with their owners. But now I want to challenge you with another quiz, and let's see how you do on this one. I want you to list a few teachers who aided you through your journey at school. Name three friends who have helped you through a difficult time. Name five people who have taught you something worthwhile. Think of a few people who have made you feel appreciated and special. And then think of five people you really enjoy spending time with. Now, wasn't this one much easier?
Yes.
Much easier. You see, so the lesson is that the people who make a difference in your life and my life are not the ones with the most credentials, the most money, or the most awards. They simply are the ones who really care for us the most. But we tend to spend time on these others that we deem important, and in 5 years' time, you won't even remember their names or their existence. But their opinions and what they say and what they think matters starts to matter to you. And then I want to ask you, the one who cares for you the most, the one you scream out to at night when nobody else is there and nobody else can help, the one who died on a cross for you. I mean, no greater love has ever been shown to you or to me than Jesus dying for us. I mean, sometimes it just breaks my brain. How much time do we spend with him? And how much weight do we put on his opinions and what he says in his word? I just want to leave you today, and I'm not going to answer that. That's an open-ended question I think each of us must answer for ourselves. But I'll leave you with Hebrews 10, verses 24 to 25, just out of three different vertalings. The first one says, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and do good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day of the Lord drawing near. In the Amplified, it says, and let us consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and to do good deeds, not forsaking our meeting together as believers for worship and instruction, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see of Christ's return approaching. And in the Message, it says, let's see how inventive we can be in encouraging love, helping out, not avoiding, worshiping and meeting together as some do, but spurring each other on, especially as we see the big day approaching. You see, even then, some of us kept, not putting enough emphasis on meeting together with those who care for you and around you. So I want to challenge you today. Maybe the time we spend on our cell phones, scrolling and listening to the opinions of these and that and those that really don't matter. We won't even remember their names in a week or a month or a year's time. But maybe buying out some time and see how inventive we can be in encouraging love and helping out and coming together as friends and family, the people who will be there at the end, who really cares for you. And then most importantly, buy time out to spend in God's word, in his presence, and may his opinion be the most important one. Amen.
Amen. We love that, Zanti. Thank you. And that's sort of in line with what we've been talking about earlier on as well, just acknowledging the greatness of God and knowing that his grace is sufficient for us and his power made perfect in our weakness. Zanti, thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll catch up with you again next week. To all of our listeners, keep an eye on our app or our website. We'll have this podcast up for you later on this morning. Dankie, Zanti. 'N lekker dag vir jou. Het julle water en krag en al die goed wat julle benodig daar in Pretoria?
Ons het, prys
vir julle. Okay, that is going to be a good day. Tot volgende week. Bye-bye, dankie, Zanti.
Dankie julle, tata.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.